The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today's tasty question comes from John in Port Arthur, Texas, in the United States. He wants to know, why do you wince when you bite into a lemon? If someone is brave enough to bite into a lemon, then you can instantly tell from their expression that it wasn't exactly a pleasant experience. There's a reason why we can perceive the taste of sour. If something is too acidic, then it sends a signal to the brain. Watch out, this could be dangerous. Too much acid can give you a pretty sour expression. Before something is allowed into the digestive tract, it first gets thoroughly checked for taste by the tongue. The tongue's taste buds contain what are known as receptors. These instantly recognize the various flavors a food has and sends that information along to the brain. It took scientists a long time to figure out exactly which of the receptors was responsible for detecting sour. But now most of them agree that it's a protein with a somewhat cryptic name, PKD2L1. When you bite into a lemon, the citric acid inside activates this protein. Citric acid is a common substance in nature, and it's not just found in lemons, but in plenty of other fruits as well, especially citrus fruits like grapefruits or oranges, but also in apples, pears, and cherries. Citric acid makes up about 7% of the mixture of chemical substances in lemon juice. That gives the liquid a pH value of around 2.4. Laid out from 0 to 14, the pH scale describes the amount of acid or base in a particular liquid. The strength of an acid is determined by the number of free hydrogen ions in the solution. These electrically charged particles determine exactly how acidic a liquid is. The more there are of them, the stronger the acid, and the lower the pH value. A pH of 2.4 is therefore pretty acidic, as anyone who has ever bitten into a lemon can tell you. Citric acid doesn't only cause people to make funny faces, it has plenty of other talents as well. In fact, it's a typical ingredient in many soft drinks. In supplement powders and tablets that fizz to life when you drop them in a glass of water, the citric acid is mixed with soda. When it comes into contact with H2O, the mixture bubbles to life and produces carbon dioxide gas. Because citric acid also dissolves calcium carbonate, it's often added to cleaning products to get rid of chalky residues. Citric acid can even stop blood from clotting. In the form of a salt derivative, a citrate, labs therefore use it to preserve blood samples. Gotta go now. I have an appointment and I better not be late, or my date will give me a look that's as sour as citric acid. Take care and see you next time. Until then, this is Jeff the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.